The state will cut $7 million in prison spending in the next fiscal year. That's less than a 1% drop in Wisconsin's almost $1 billion corrections budget. But Corrections Secretary Matthew Frank says the state is spending money on programs that will eventually reduce the prison population, programs like military-style boot camps that include drug and alcohol treatment.
The theory is that if we can deal with those underlying problems, we increase the odds that that offender is going to be more successful when they leave and not slide back into their addictions and their lifestyles that led them to prison in the first place.
The state now has two boot camps. Frank says judges like the camps for some offenders who respond well to a strict regimen and a shorter sentence. But a former state corrections secretary, Walter Dickey, says boot camps aren't a good way to cut prison spending.
All of the evidence suggests actually they end up costing more, not less.
Dickey is now a UW law professor. He says New York is the only state where boot camps actually reduce the number of repeat offenders. He says that's because the state coupled them with community programs that provide job training and support for offenders once they're released.
You have to notice that in the military, what happens after boot camp is you go to training school and you go to a unit and you have support and all that sort of stuff. And I really think that if we're going to have boot camps, then what we've got to do is follow it up.
Dickey says overall he supports the state's prison budget-cutting efforts. Wisconsin joins 11 other states where corrections spending has dropped. Nationwide, prison spending is up by 0.8%. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.